This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Japanese government today approved a package of measures to add money and therefore juice to the perennially limp economy there. If you count new spending, the stimulus is worth $45 billion. But you'll see valuations of this running six times higher than that if it's measured over many years. Some market participants think this was too small and Japan's Nikkei stock index fell 1.5% today. But it sure looks like big stimulus. To get some context, let's turn to Seijiro Takeshita, a professor at the School of Management and Information, University of Shizuoka.
Well, I think there's a very clear mismatch between those people who basically says that this is a disappointment, which is looking at short-term or medium-term type of issues, for example, like GDP growth, et cetera, versus what the government is aiming for, which is now transferred into much more transitional type of long-term structural growth, which basically takes a very, very long time to solve. Whereas the market expectation is looking at a lot more short-terminism, for example, market reactions that you can see in stock market, for example.
Give me a sense of when you say structural, like what?
It's very clear that we'll be in shortage of labor even as we speak. We have the highest level of job offer to applicant ratio in 23 years, partly because, well, we have lesser young people and our birth rate is very, very low, lower than that of Germany. So we have a problem here. We need to supplement the labor, and that's one of the reasons why government is trying to open up labor to women, which Japan is very much behind, and also to immigration policies, etc. But unfortunately, we have a lot of structural issues, for example, child care issues. Our companies and our structures are still very much behind in that sense, still sticking to the old 70s, 80s type of growth-oriented type of organizations, which basically, in my opinion, robs away a lot of opportunities ahead of us.
Seijiro Takeshita is professor at the School of Management and Information, University of Shizuoka in Japan. Professor, thank you for this briefing.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.